Konnichiwa. I am Flula Borg, and it is now boom time. Today.
Oh, it's so good. I like it anyway.
A Jill of all trades. Musician, actor, comedian, showrunner, Ricky Lindholm.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. I should pick a different topic I know something about.
Ricky is one half of the comedy musical duo Garfunkel and Oates, and she also produces and stars in her Comedy Central TV series, Another Period.
How would you translate another period?
Noch eine Periode.
Noch eine Periode.
Yes, I like the double entendres.
You like the menstrual undertones.
Yes.
The two of us discuss how Ricky used guts and also guile to will her way into show business.
I was doing a play and Clint Eastwood saw the play.
That's how it happened.
Yeah. It was my first movie. I was just like, this is it. Everything's up from here.
In my mind, if I'm in Million Dollar Baby, I'm done. But no.
No, it took a while.
And Ricky gives me an important lesson in anatomy.
Women, you can't punch them in the dick.
No, they don't own one.
It is all coming up on this episode of Boom Time. Ja, grüß Gott to you, ladies and dudes, and welcome once more to Boom Time, the best time ever in history. Sorry to you, 3:32 p.m. and also 12:28 a.m. On Boom Time today, we speak to the best female Ricky in the history of Rickies. Yes, we are speaking, of course, about Ricky Lindholm. But hold the phones, Jones. Before we speak with Ricky, I must speak with Alex Simmons, the director of Boom Time, and perhaps my friend. Alex, wie geht's?
Is it still unclear to you if we're friends or not?
I think I've just realized in the history I've done some things perhaps to offend you, and so...
You're good, you're good.
Okay, good to know. Okay, so right now is my most favorite part of Boom Time, but not really. It's a part where you will use some German gibberish and just mumble some things, and I will turn this into German. Is this what we're doing?
Yeah, it's a way for you to warm up your brain by translating on the fly some words that sound like German but aren't quite German.
Yes, some mental coal miner's daughter. Some mental coal miner's daughter.
That's correct. Are exactly. You ready?
Yes.
Today's German-ish phrase of the day is Geschmack wohl schneinstum schwichtenpeist stas platzen wast buscht fichtenklatz.
Geschmacksvolle Steinpilze müssen die Fichten glatt, is what I heard.
Yeah.
Which means... Tasty, I've already forgotten. Geschmacksvolle, tasty something. Oh, God. I need to now listen to what I've just said. I would say tasty acorns.
I have no idea what I just said, so I can't help you.
You said, yes, you do not know. You said something about Fichten, which is a tree. So, like, tasty acorns come to the flat tree.
Was that the tone I used to? Tasty acorns come to the flat tree.
You're right. I did not copy the tones of you. I just took your what are probably angry tones and frustration tones and made them a happy sonnet.
It is hard not to go a little stern when doing the kind of faux German. I owe an apology to generalize German dialogue that way to all Germanic speakers.
I think it's okay.
I apologize.
No, we've, you know.
I mean, English, similar, is kind of a harsh language. You know, you hear people speaking Italian or like Brazilian Portuguese. It's so smooth and romantic. Yes. And then German and Dutch and English, that are all very short and kind of stern and quick and harsh and sharp edges, right?
Oh, I agree with you. I think if you are thinking like, when I think Spanish or Italian, I'm thinking like, oh, a delicious Pinot Noir, yeah?
Right.
But when I think of German, I think of like a hard whiskey that you just chug.
Speaking of whiskey and giving rage.
Oh, yes?
This is coming up with Ricky Lindholm. She says something about that whiskey is not a good time for her.
Oh, she does not enjoy whiskey.
She doesn't.
Oh.
You talked about it with her, but you've forgotten.
I don't remember. Yes, yeah. I have amnesia, so... Hoot wee doggy Alex, thank you. I feel very warm now, just like the carburetor of an automobile in the wintertime of Denver, Colorado. So now, we will see you later, Alex, for some footy notice after we speak to Ricky.
A carburetor in the winter of Denver actually sounds very cold, but...
I imagine the...
Eventually it's warm.
Yes, it takes 35 to 40 minutes, and then it. But before, yes, it's a terrible time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Perfect, bye-bye.
Bye.
And now it is time to exchange some verbal liquid gold with our Boom Time guest this week, Ricky Lindholm. And checking the time, it is exactly half past.
Boom Time! Boom Time! Boom!
Hello, my name is Flula Borg. Welcome to Boom Time. My guest today is Ricky Lindholm.
Hello.
How are you, Ricky?
Good. Why is it called Boom Time?
I often say boom as a way to make an exciting time.
Oh.
So when I'm speaking like with interviews often, I only have like 300 seconds.
Oh.
So then I will say something like
300 seconds. Okay.
Yeah, 5 minutes. And so then I'm like, guys, to get this moody started good, I'm going to say boom. And then I would go like this. Boom. Hello, guys. It's me, Flula Borg. Welcome to my very sassy show. I'm here with Ricky Lindholm. Like this.
That's great.
Yeah, but if you are having a podcast, this will induce a seizure.
Oh.
You know, you can't go boom.
Do you put a warning at the beginning?
Well, I don't go high hardcore. I don't scream the boom.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking, it's called Sazerac Rye.
What's Sazerac?
It's like just a rye of some kind. Mm. I don't understand alcohol. It's delicious.
Really? That's... Are you drunk?
No.
Oh.
Do I feel as an intoxicated?
No, you don't.
Yeah, no.
You seem okay. Very... How many drinks before you get intoxicated?
With how much food have I consumed?
A normal amount.
A normal amount of food?
Yeah.
Four drinks.
Oh.
I will tell you how it works. I take four sips and I'm drunk.
Wow.
But then I'm the same drunk for six drinks.
Wait.
I immediately...
Oh, so you're immediately drunk and then you don't get drunker?
No.
So why do you drink the other drinks?
Well,
social.
It's a very good
pressure.
Question.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've just saved me $2,300.
Yeah, and calories.
How many drinks for you until you are feeling it?
Two.
Two?
If I have two glasses of wine, I'm like, yeah.
You're what?
I'm like this.
You're sashaying.
I'm sashaying. I start to dance.
After one drink is no sachets.
No sachets. I just feel normal. Two, I'm
ready to.
Like recreating music videos from the 90s.
Perfect. Yeah. Which ones?
I did one the other night. We were learning the Salt and Pepper dance from Push It.
Oh, it's a very good dance.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Is that your favorite Salt and Pepper song?
I think it might be.
Yeah.
Although there's so many good ones.
Yeah.
Shoop is a good song.
Shoop is great.
Mm-hmm.
Shoop, What a Man, yeah. Push It. That's it.
A lot of good stuff.
Okay. So two drinks. What occurs after the second drink? Have you retired or do you continue as I do stupidly?
It depends on the night. If I want to, you know, be dancing more, then yeah.
More.
If I want more of this, yeah.
Yeah, more of those things.
If I don't, then I'll stop.
You just retire.
Mm-hmm.
And is it always a wine time for you?
Yeah.
You don't do like whiskeys or...
No.
Like,
oh my gosh, I'd be in so much trouble.
Why? It causes you to break laws?
I feel like maybe. Or just make bad decisions.
Ah, got it. So you don't like... You don't speak to your finance accountant after drinking whiskey?
No. I don't buy a bunch of Bitcoin, no.
No, you would, yeah, because it's all about the Litecoin.
Right.
Obviously.
True. Ethereum, I've
Ethereum is hot. It's a hot one right now. Yeah. And when this podcast comes out, it will be defunct.
And we'll be rich.
Yeah.
Because we'll have sold.
All of it.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen with cryptocurrency?
Do I think, you mean like in the whole way? Like what occurs with, like in some, I think it will remain. Mm-hmm. I think it's always like Friendster was like, Friendster, you got to get on it. Yeah. Everybody's on it. Bill Clinton is on it. You know? Yeah. And then like 5 months later, it's dead. And now we have MySpace and then Facebook.
Right.
So I think cryptocurrency will be here forever, ever, forever, ever.
But you think Bitcoin is Friendster?
Maybe.
I think you're probably right.
I don't know.
Because it's really hard to buy. It's confusing.
Okay. Well, by height, you're probably a 0.6 of Garfunkel and Oates.
Yes.
I would imagine.
Yes.
But technically, as two humans, you are 50%
yes.
of this group.
But I'm probably 0.6. Yeah.
But 0.6, if we are just like, if you guys are laying on the floor and we are measuring you.
Yes. Kate is very small.
And you are taller than.
Oates is very small.
Yeah. Oates is tiny. Is this because Oates in real life is also not so tall?
Well, Kate says that she's Oates because if she's not careful, she gets a mustache. That's her one-liner.
She's
Italian.
She's Italian.
You know
hey, shaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. Wait. So you guys have been here and making music for many years.
Yeah, like 10 years.
But I've recently heard a new track that you guys dropped.
Thank you, digital accountant Dan, for explaining how to write a song. I wouldn't have known to choose a topic before you, Dan, you came along. Thanks for telling me to write down my thoughts and send them all to you. So you can make sure it doesn't offend the conservative point of view.
I would say it is. It has some political under, over, and medium tones.
It really does.
Okay, so you guys
What's a medium tone?
Well, it's overtones and undertones and then the middle tones. I guess I would say like it has all the politics in it.
Yeah,
which
it does.
I very much enjoyed. You guys have not released something recently
until
this.
Not in 3 years at least.
So why this? What brought it to you guys?
We just got inspired. I don't know. I was doing a TV show and I was really busy and then so we couldn't write anything. And then we've had a little break, so I just, you know, wanted to write again.
Okay. I watched it and was amazed it has Eminem/Twista level of speed raps.
So Eminem is like the person we're copying in that song for the rap part. We just copy his cadence.
Okay. It feels like it. Mm-hmm. It feels like I'm listening to Rap God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like Hamilton meets Eminem right in there. Yeah.
Okay. So how many times does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie? No. How many times must you rehearse or play this song when you are playing it?
So many.
Really?
So many. Yeah. Well, Kate writes mostly the music and I write the lyrics. And so it's easier for me because I'm sitting there writing them. So you do get that advantage of saying it over and over while you're writing it.
Yes.
But it took us a long time.
Like 10 times, 20 times? Sorry, I shoot like things and mess up many times.
Every day for probably an hour a day for a week.
And then you finally got it.
Yeah.
So you are like some people who are doing like a trick shot of like, I will take the golf ball and hit a camel and it will roll down the street and then
enter the like that.
Toilet.
Yeah. Okay. It rolls down the street into the toilet.
Well, if you're trying this specific trick trot.
Mm. Have you done that shot?
No, I would never do it. I don't have a portable toilet. Mm. I do actually. I purchased one.
Do you have
one.
A camel?
No. So maybe a larger problem.
Do you have a golf ball?
Mm. I could purchase this on Amazon Prime. Do you have a golf ball?
No.
Okay, so I'll purchase it. What I like about you guys is that there's always an underlying rage underneath what you guys are doing, which I very much love this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of rage. It's really strange. You wouldn't guess it by meeting us, but it's right there.
Well, I think that's why. I think it's, well, it's...
It's the undertone part you were talking about.
Yeah, but like, I don't understand this sometimes, but like, sometimes ladies societies like ladies need to be friendly and nice and kind. Mm-hmm. So maybe let's use that as a way to deliver some rage.
Yeah. We get all cute and walk out there in our little floral dresses and deliver rage.
So in this song, there is a man named Dan.
Yes.
And Dan is Digital Dan, yes. I think. So I feel like this sounds like some comments perhaps you guys have read on some videos you guys have released before. Is Dan a real person?
Dan's a real person, but the guy is not named Dan.
Oh.
So it's based on a real person, but we decided not to use his name because we've made that mistake in the past where we wrote a song about someone and used their name. And it was because we didn't know anyone would ever see the song. We didn't know anyone would ever watch the videos. And when they did, it was like, oops.
But did you upload the video? I mean, someone is going to hear these songs.
Yes, but it was so small time. It was on my couch. We just didn't really think anything was going to happen. So
Dan does not get credit.
No.
Which is kind of great.
No. But Dan is a real person, but he has a different name.
Was there a conversation with Dan or just Dan writing douchey notes?
I did let him know that we wrote the song.
Stop it.
Yeah.
did he respond?
He was very nice about it. He's a nice person. He was like, that sounds funny. And he was fine. He was like, I know who I am. I'm good.
So wait, you guys are... This
song
was...
Yeah, we're back. It's a new day.
I like it.
We're back and ready to go. So yeah, we're performing, a couple times a week.
Wait, like in live locations or in living rooms?
In Los Angeles, yeah. So not in living rooms.
Not in living rooms.
No.
Only in...
Comedy venues.
Yep. So not other rooms in apartments. Okay, it's good to know because other rooms are smaller on average.
Right. We want an audience there to test it out.
Kitchen would not be...
Yeah, I don't think we'd be good in a kitchen.
When you are performing these things, you guys have, as people say, a catalog. And do you still play some of the old hits?
Well, it depends. We've been performing, just 10-minute sets, and so we only play the new stuff now. But once we get our new songs like solidified and good, then we'll maybe do a show and do old stuff and new stuff.
But the goal is a large G&O show.
Yeah.
A world tour, a fresh album.
Yes.
Do albums exist in your guys' world?
Yeah, we have 4.
Oh, yes. You are making an album is the idea.
Well, we'll see. We have to get enough songs.
excellent.
Right now, we only have 3 new ones, so.
When I see your videos, some are high-classy productions, mm-hmm. as the Weed Court one.
Yes.
I've spoken with you about this before. It's very high dollars, mm-hmm. lots of buku bucks.
Sure.
But then many of your songs, which have many views, are just you two home dudes, home ladies mm-hmm. on the couch doing it up.
Don't you feel like it's that for your videos, though, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. I feel so confused about it.
Mm-hmm.
When do you decide let's make a video versus when you just make a couch song?
We always make couch songs for everything. And then if we love it and have a great video idea, we'll make a video. But it has to be, yeah, the idea has to be awesome.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
what is the...
Yeah, why do it?
What is the point?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Our biggest song is a higher production video.
Which is your biggest song?
It's called The Loophole.
Well, there's a loophole in the scripture that works really well, so I can get him off without going to hell. It's my Hail Mary, full of grace. In Jesus' name we go to fifth base. Oh, thank you for making me holy. And thank you for giving me holes to choose from.
It's pretty offensive. But
oh,
that's,
perfect.
Yeah, but
who are you offending?
I guess Christian people, maybe. Or maybe not. I don't know. We've had Christian people that like the song, so I guess, I don't know, people who are offended. They comment and
who's
say,
offended? People that are
yeah,
offended.
Yeah, YouTube commenters. I don't know.
Oh yeah, that's you can't read those.
No,
those
I are, don't read those anymore.
Those are 11-year-olds learning how to be rude.
Yes.
Which is so sad because like when we were children, it's not like we are 90 years old. Mm-hmm. I was just rude to you directly.
Yeah.
And then you would say that was really rude.
Mm-hmm.
But now we don't do that.
Now you have like, you just hide behind your YouTube, whatever, your egg or whatever that is.
Yeah, well, yeah, the egg.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how have you, what, how do you feel about social media now? I feel like we are now 10 years into this. What's...
A little, like, I try to remember to do it, but I try not to read replies.
At all.
I try not to. I do sometimes, but I try not to deep dive into it.
Is there one of the platforms which you were like, I'll read those comments. Those people seem like more normal people.
I feel like maybe Twitter and Instagram are nicer than YouTube, I would say.
I agree.
Yeah, YouTube seems to be the meanest.
Yes.
And I don't know why. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because it's the young ones.
Mm.
Is that a film? No, that's the show on HBO. No, that's the Defiant Ones.
Oh, yeah.
Young Guns?
Young Guns.
Emilio
Young
Estevez.
Guns is, yeah, that's a... And Young Guns 2.
Young Guns 2, also very good.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because it's children.
Yeah.
And they are very rude. But with Instagram, it's more adults.
Yeah.
I'm very confused
why
there are so many new realities that everyone is living in.
I don't understand
that
it.
Don't line up with the actual reality. But then someone's like, no, that's not real. You're imagining it too. You're in the Matrix. I'm like, no.
No.
But I'm not.
No.
Because, okay, so like I'm reading in this newspaper, I won't say the name. 80% of people think they are above average drivers.
Really?
Which is mathematically impossible,
that's
of course.
That's impossible.
But it's like everyone has a skewed view of reality.
Right.
But I think that's a cheap way to then not acknowledge what is real.
Yeah. Why do they think they're good drivers?
But do you think, what? How are you as a driver?
I actually am a good driver, though.
I
no,
see.
But I am. I actually am.
Tell
I'm a very courteous driver.
Name your facts.
I'm a very courteous driver. I don't text. I just pay attention.
I have noticed now it's probably 20%, one of five drivers is openly...
Just going through an intersection,
yes.
Texting.
Texting.
Yeah. I don't do any... Like, I pay attention to the road.
Boom, 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 boom.
Time!
I cannot believe this, but because it is a thing that I did not know you at this time. But you were in the film Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I was doing a play and Clint Eastwood saw the play.
What?
And so I got an audition for it and then I got it.
That's how it happened.
Yeah. It was my first movie.
Did you, when you found out, what did you do? Like,
I was really excited. I was thrilled. I'd never been in a movie before. So.
That is so crazy.
I was just like, this is it.
Yeah.
Everything's up from here.
And?
It was not up from there.
No.
No, it was like 2 years after that I got an agent. Like, it was not.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a slow climb.
So in my mind, if I'm in Million Dollar Baby, mm-hmm. I'm done.
Yeah.
Agents knocking down my cousin's door.
Right.
But no.
No, it took a while.
Have you been in a fight before?
I've been punched in the face once, but it was by a homeless person. I didn't see it coming. They tapped me on the shoulder and
And clocked you?
Yeah.
Cold clock?
Yeah, it was a woman, yeah.
What was the reason?
I don't know.
What did you do?
I was like, whoa, and she ran away.
She ran away?
Yeah.
Were you ready for some action?
I don't think I was.
I agree.
It was so surprising.
Yeah, that would be so strange.
Just like walk in and then...
Were you alone?
Yeah.
Were you listening to a podcast?
No.
Were you listening to anything on your ears?
No.
Was it nighttime?
No.
Daytime?
Middle of the day in San Francisco.
What?
Yeah. It was strange.
Was it painful?
Yeah.
In the nose? No.
No, in like my...
Oh, that, okay.
Jaw. Yeah.
It's terrible.
Better than here.
Better than
here,
nose,
yeah.
But still.
Kind of, this area would be worse. This area is better.
Yeah, jaws.
Yeah.
Better.
Like, it was fine.
God, that is weird.
Yeah, it was very surprising.
Were you at this time living, where were you?
In Los Angeles.
You were here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had already like, I'm here, I'm doing this thing, I'm going to do the ding-dang.
Mm-hmm.
And then it, okay.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's very...
It's tough out there.
Yeah, it's hot out there for pimps and not pimps, everyone.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So another period. Sorry, I'm bouncing, mm-hmm. as I say. You are now on the brakes.
Yes.
So what is in your mind? Because I feel you are a highly efficient worker bee, is how I would imagine.
Are you that? Are you a highly efficient worker bee?
No, but it is my vision board is basically the bumblebee from Honey Nut Cheerios, and he's multitasking.
What's he doing?
He's trying to make some techno beats. He's trying to find an efficient way to fold clothes. Mm-hmm. He's writing some movies and some TV shows.
Why is it the bumblebee from Honey Nut Cheerios?
Because my drawing of a bumblebee looks too much like a triceratops.
Oh.
And so it's easier to just find a bumblebee on something from life.
Right. I used to have personalized Bumblebee Cheerios pencils when I was younger.
Don't show off now. This is
what? It was on the back of the cereal box that you could send this thing in and get pencils with your name on it. And so I had those.
Clicky pencils or sharpened pencils?
Sharpened pencils.
Where are they?
I think we use them all.
You use them?
Yeah.
Describe the pencil. Is the bumblebee on the wood?
So they were yellow
with
a black swirl.
Ooh.
And then the bumblebee was on it. And then it said Ricky and Honey Nut Cheerios.
The bumblebee's name is Ricky.
No, that's my name.
What? No, what? So you had personalized...
It was personalized Honey Nut Cheerios pencils. You could send away for them somehow.
That's very great. Yeah. And I must now tell you something so I feel as cool as you. In Germany, we have a magazine back in the day called Ups. YPS.
Okay.
Stupid magazine, terrible comics, but everyone had a toy. And the toy that I loved the most was, it was a fork. And then it was a handle, and then on the one side is a fork, and another side is a turny thing, a twisty thing.
Okay.
And so it's a spaghetti fork.
Ooh.
So you stab the fork, and
that's
then you...
That's a good idea.
You twisty, but it was all plastic, very dirty. Oh. It's after three...
So you didn't clean it?
Well, I'm a child.
Right.
I'm a child with no sense of sanitation.
Did you have parents?
I was technically birthed, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So your parents didn't clean it?
No, they didn't know. I would like hide it in my bag.
Really?
And then later, you know.
It was contraband.
It's contraband.
That's such a good idea. Don't you think? I'm still not good with spaghetti.
Do you don't do it?
No, I do it. I'm just not good with the fork and spoon thing.
Oh, yeah. Do you break those? You break them nice and tiny?
No, I let it fall from my mouth. Do you know what I mean? I like just let it
fall
back. I swear I do. I just let it fall back in the bowl.
Who do you do this in public as well?
Yeah.
You invite people to watch you
consume
spaghettis in this way.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you just bite it and then the rest falls out and then you eat that part.
So it takes you about like 62 minutes per spaghetti bowl of munching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that poster?
That is a German poster for the movie Die Hard.
Oh, Stirb Langsam.
Stirb Langsam.
What is it?
Stirb.
Stirb. Stirb.
Go ir.
Stirb.
Okay, good. And langsam.
Langsam.
Yeah, stirb langsam.
Stirb langsam.
So Germans can't translate movies perfectly. That means die slowly.
Oh.
Yeah, instead of die hard.
How would you translate another period?
Noch eine Periode.
Noch eine Periode.
Yeah, noch eine Periode. Mm-mm. And I think we would... Yes, I like the double entendres of this, but
the menstrual undertones.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, menstrual Yes. Speaking of this, another period. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are now three or four seasons.
Three
seasons. Mm-hmm. I've been watching it. I've been
Thank you.
Yes, I've been touched by your roles and of course by Mr. Peepers.
Oh, Mr. Peepers. Did you see Donald Trump's tweet 2 days ago?
What?
Talked about Mr. Peepers. Not he wasn't referring to our show. He was referring to one of his cabinet members, I think. Mr. Peepers.
Yes, I saw that Michael Ian Black was like, I don't know why Mr. Peepers is trending. I had zero things to do with it. Who is Mr. Peepers in the White House?
I forget. Some guy.
Oh.
It's a white guy in his 50s, I think.
That, as you know, narrows it down.
Yes, exactly. I don't remember who it was.
Okay, so a question about Mr. Peepers. Did you create Mr. Peepers?
I did.
Okay, great.
With Natasha Leggero. We created it together. We were trying to think of character names and we were in Ojai just like, you know, brainstorming. And we were like brainstorming names all day. And when we finally thought of that, we just laughed so hard and we're like, well, that's it. And that was like 2 years before the show came out. We had Mr. Peepers in our head and we had Michael in our head. So...
How did you? So it's not an audition of, hey, Michael, we have a, will you please audition for Mr. Peepers?
No, it was, he was just in our heads from second one.
He knew, you knew.
Yes.
Michael, MIB is Mr. Peepers.
Yes. Just when we were writing it, it was just everything. It was just, we were like channeling him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. I was always curious because.
If he couldn't do it, I don't know what we would have done.
Yeah. There's no one else.
Not like Michael.
Would you describe this show as a Kardashians are meeting like Downton Abbey?
Yes, that's exactly
that
it.
That is what it
yeah.
is. Yeah, okay,
a family like that in 1902.
Yeah, I love this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love it too.
I'm very excited. What is the one episode that does not exist yet that you're like, I want to do this? It's stupid.
I want to do an episode where the family's called the Bellacourts, basically like how the Bellacourts became the Bellacourts. I want to do a flashback episode. And
yes.
We have it sort of in our heads. We know what it is. So,
will you play, will the original Bellacourts play the origin Bellacourts?
Yes.
Will there be parents of the Bellacourts played by you guys because you are younger versions of the parents?
We haven't thought of that, but maybe.
Will all of that cast be African American to confuse everyone?
That'd be great. That'd be awesome.
I agree.
Yeah. But we had this idea that Willie and Natasha's character, like her real name is Puce, which I love the name Puce.
I as well.
And we had our brother Bryce Bellacourt, and he was sort of the star, and Beatrice was in love with Bryce, and, you know, Bryce dies in a mysterious accident, and, you know, Puce gets her power back, and Beatrice turns her affections to Frederick.
Another thing, you have Snoop, Doggy Dog.
Isn't that crazy? This is mine, I gotta get it, I gotta get it, got to get it. Another period. So Natasha did the roast of Justin Bieber and Snoop was on the roast.
Yes.
And so they both, you know, hung out backstage and talked and she got his email and was like, do you want to do our song? He said, sure.
Stop it.
And they went to his studio, our producer Cyrus, who's awesome, our music producer, and they went and made a beat with Snoop and yeah, he did it in 10 minutes.
I was going to say, that's what he does. Mm-hmm. He probably does not remember it. He just makes gold. He just like...
He was great.
Smokes the trees and makes golden music.
It was so cool hearing his... Because it was us doing it on the demo, which was not good.
Well, you're...
Compared to... Snoop is a better rapper than me.
Okay, but were you making a Snoop impression?
No. Oh. No, it was just us doing a demo that someone else could... do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would only suggest to you then, can Snoop be, has Snoop, I have not seen every episode, full disclosing. Has Snoop been on the show?
No, we've tried to get him on the show, but he's a very busy man.
I've seen this, yes.
He's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I have not seen his Google calendar, but it is.
Yes.
He is jumping around.
Yes, he has a show with Martha Stewart, right?
Oh, is it? Oh, yes, the cooking. And he has another, he is now hosting like a game show or something.
Really?
On TNT or TBS or Timbiddle Dumble or something.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom time!
Do you always trust big butts and a smile? Well, introducing to you the song Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe. In the song Poison, Belle Biv DeVoe reinforced to you that you should never trust a big butt and a smile. They do this by associating large booties and smiles with something that can kill you. Poison. So remember, the next time you see some arsenic in a bottle, that is the same as a large booty combined with a smile. Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe. Listen to it now. Welcome back to Boomtime. Now is the time where we ask a series of deep and important questions. But first, a soundtrack to get you inside the mood. Let's make a shitty beat.
Okay.
Are you into this?
Yeah, I'm into making a shitty beat.
Good. Let's make a shitty
beat. I love shitty beats.
Me too.
Yeah.
Of all the beats that I enjoy... Well, first I like mediocre beats.
Right.
And then like dope beats.
And then shitty beats.
Then shitty beats. So.
Shitty beats are actually my favorite.
Of all the beats?
I feel like an expert on shitty beats.
You feel very confident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's hit this. Hit it and... Yeah, okay. So I will start just a very simple...
Uh-huh. Ricky Lindholm.
Yes.
I like to, I've been inspired by people such as James Lipton and also Bernard Pivot and all of these people. They are always asking questions at the end, you know? So I would like to ask you some questions.
Okay.
So let me.
Bernard Pivot?
Yeah, Bernard Pivot. So let us. Do you speak French?
No, I was like remembering James Lipton being like my favorite interviewer, Bernard Pivot.
Yeah, he would like to drop that. He dropped that like it's hot.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. The questions now. You may change your mind in 1 minute. So these are not important answers. It's just what you are feeling right now in the moment. Name your five favorite movies.
Waiting for Guffman, Scott Pilgrim, Wet Hot American Summer. How many is that? Three?
That's three. And you can name dumb ones because it's changed in 2 minutes.
Okay, Dumb and Dumber.
Great.
I like so many movies. I don't know. I can't think of the last one. Strangers on a Train.
Oh, I like this.
I'll just say this.
I will tell you, Dumb and Dumber, only film I left the theater because I was so hungry.
Oh, it's so good.
I know, but I was so hungry.
Have you seen it since?
Yes.
It's good.
It's
I like
very
it.
Very good. No, it's a wonderful film. Okay, now, boom. What is your favorite meat?
Chicken.
Chicken.
No. Steak.
Steak. Steak. What is the favorite shoe or shoes that you wore as a child?
I don't have an answer. I don't remember. I have no answer.
You are just socks.
I know I wore shoes, but I don't think I cared about the shoes.
Unimportant.
We did not have a lot of money. I think I just had like normal shoes.
Normal shoes.
Yeah. I had jelly shoes. I liked those.
Jelly shoes?
Yeah.
What are jelly shoes?
Remember jelly shoes? They're like woven plastic, sparkly, pink kind of movable, like jelly textured shoes. This is real. I'm not making this up.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite? Oh, no. What quality do you most admire in a man?
Wow. I should have an answer to that.
No, you shouldn't. He's like, you can change in 10 seconds.
Okay. They're super into me.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. What quality do you most admire in a woman?
They're really, really nice.
Sweet. What is your...
No.
These are dumb words. Yeah. Okay. Now, very important. Plea or... Bleh. Okay. Who would you like to see on a new banknote? Anybody, any person, any object can be on a new currency. Who is it?
Harriet Tubman.
Harriet Tubman.
That's gotta happen.
It's not happening?
I don't know. I think it is.
I mean, is he stop? Is that is
Ding, I think Dingleberry? That's happening, right? I don't know.
Let us hope.
Yeah.
In what country would you live if not in America?
London.
Why?
Because I love the theater there. I love the musicals.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay,
I love
sure.
the West End. Yeah,
okay. What is your favorite song lyric? Again, you may change your mind in 1 minute, so no pressure.
Oh, that lyric in Hamilton where she's like, I'm the oldest and the wittiest and the gossip in New York City is insidious. That line.
Ooh, that's
good, right?
Good.
Yeah.
Those the cabinet meetings made me... I've not seen the musical, yeah. But the cabinet meetings.
So good.
So
good.
Okay.
But I like the insidious... Like, I like that rhyme.
Oh, the insidious... Yeah. Mm-hmm. He did the rhymes. Yeah. This is too much. Yeah. It's almost too much.
Rhyming wittiest and insidious,
insidious
is
yes.
really great.
I get very angry when things are so good. Mm-hmm. Because they're so good.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it.
It's okay.
Yeah. Dance! Ricky Lindholm, this has been Boom Time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Where should people go? They want to find more Ricky Lindholm.
They can check us out on Garfunkel & Oates on YouTube, or I'm on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff, at Ricky Lindholm.
I'm very excited. Good luck.
Thank you.
Tour the world.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Boom Time!
What? I mean, wow. Can you believe it's not butter? And also that the interview with Ricky Lindholm is done like a tasty steak? What a wonderful news. Because you know what? Now we must say hello again to Alex Simmons, the director of Boomtime.
So you know when people say it's not good to mix metaphors?
No.
Say that's what I said. You've never heard that, have you?
No.
Yeah. I was just checking.
It's a bad idea?
I don't know. What do you think?
I like when things are mixed. Like if you have chili, what you put in the chili? All the things. Why? It's more delicious.
It's a good point.
See you soon at my chili cookout.
That'd be great. Lula's chili cookout. Saturday.
Yes. I would call the chili cook-off Tooten Commons. And it would be, I would host it at a place that is called like the Commons. I think every town has the Commons.
Right. But it'd be like Egyptian themed.
Yes. But then everyone
in the Commons.
That's right. But everyone is tooting.
Because of the chili.
Because of the chili. So Tooten Commons, chili cooking.
And the performer, of course, would be
Common,
the rapper.
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
he's doing a lot of Microsoft commercials. He has time now to make a song about chili with me, I think.
German / Egyptian themed chili cook-offs in commons of some town.
Yes,
I agree.
Sounds very popular. So Common, tweet me, you know, see you soon. I will find you on Friendster.
Footnotes?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, so my first footnote,
yes,
is, I'm saying it slowly because I can't remember. I just remembered. Okay.
Yeah.
In the episode, you and Ricky discuss Uber ratings.
We do.
And you kind of try to scoot past it without actually saying what your real Uber rating is.
I've never checked.
Let's look right now.
I don't know how to do this.
Oh, well, I'll help you figure it out.
Okay. If you have it.
All right, so pull up the app. He's pulling up the app.
Okay, tippy tappy tappy. I'm now here. Oh, wow.
What does it say?
I have my rating is 4.90.
Out of 5.
This is very high.
That's not bad.
This is a 98%.
That's pretty good. What do you think caused that 0.10 drop?
So
do you remember, was there a bad ride at one point?
There was one ride I did have that was terrible. I was going to the airport.
But you were terrible to someone?
Yeah, okay. I remember. So I imagined this was the Ding Dong who did it. It's a ding-dong bitch, yeah. So I was on the airport, going to the airport, of course, with airport driving. You will miss a flight if you are tardy.
That's
right?
True.
And so the man, he picks up me and then says, hey, I need to stop with the gas. Can we do this?
Oh, did this really happen?
Yes. And I said, oh, and I sit in the seat in the rear and it is moist. Everything is moist.
Mm.
And I said, is there things here are moist? And he said, oh, I'm sorry about that. And so now I don't know what is the moisture. I also don't want to know. I'm also tardy for the class.
It's not gas because he doesn't have any.
Yeah, that's true. Well, or it is, who knows? Who knows what this liquid was?
Let's not go down that road.
No, we just went down another road, a one-way road in the wrong direction.
Oh, that also happened.
Also occurred. So we make a UU and then we go to a gas station. And then I wanted to cancel with him.
Yeah.
But then I look and see if I do it, I will be more tardy because the surrounded drivers are too far away.
You don't change horses in the middle of a stream.
You don't change horses to lead them to a water. You can't make a changing lead horse stream in the water.
And that's why you have a poor...
What's that? Did you swallow the metaphor?
And that's why you have a 4.9.
That is it.
Now it's foot.
Footnote number 2. So Garfunkel and Oates, of course, is the name of Ricky Lindholm's comedy duo.
Yes,
together with
musical comedy, yes. Kate Micucci. Together with Kate Micucci, yes.
That's right. And I'm going to play a little trivia with you.
Oh, I love trivia.
Who do you think sold more albums in their career up to this point, Simon and Garfunkel, or Hall & Oates, of course, which are the namesakes for Garfunkel and Oates.
The sakes, yeah. Hall & Oates for sure.
Do you really think so?
I think so.
Well, you'd be wrong.
What?
Simon and Garfunkel have sold 100 million albums.
What? 100 million?
Hall & Oates, a mere 40 million albums.
Oh, well, so I was 2.5 times incorrect.
That's right.
Okay, that's very bad
for
guessing. But you know why I think it?
Why?
Because when I think of Hall & Oates, I think, you know, what I want you got and hooty bardly glandle, sipsy bam di bambo, you know?
It's a great song. And your point being?
That is like, I want to jump up and down and have a little dancing and things. And when I think Simon and Garfunkel, I love them, but it's mainly for sadness and dark windows and like, you know, I don't know, methamphetamines, you know?
Do you think Simon and Garfunkel did a lot of meth?
No, I think when you hear it, and I must tell you, I love Like a Bridge Over Troubled Water. Yeah. I like Mrs. Robinson.
Yes.
I love these songs very much. Doodle-doom-doom-doom-da-ba-da-doodle-ba-da-way, like to snoop-snip. But when in the end I hear these songs and they are over, I do imagine, should I begin a drug addiction?
Meth.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, 100 million other people disagree with you.
Well, or say, perhaps they agree with me. And
they do meth.
Yes, they have helped to increase drug trafficking.
Now it's foot.
So for the final footnote, Alex, I just want to invent a game like children do it and go hee hee ha ha when they play it. Are you ready?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, so Ricky Lindholm was in the film Million Dollar Baby.
Directed by Clint Eastwood.
By Clinton Wood, yep. I want you to right now find a synonym for every word of Million Dollar Baby or something and immediately tell me the title of the movie and go.
A synonym for million?
You're too slow. I will give you mine. Billion Euro Infant. You.
But Bill, that's incorrect.
Well, okay. Just replace the words Million Dollar Baby with things that are kind of perhaps the
same. I got you. Okay.
And go.
100,000, 100 pennies, infant.
Your eye said infant. Too slow. Go.
100,000, 110,000, 100 pennies, child, small.
Child small. Child small.
Child parenthesis small.
Okay, I'm going to now.
Okay,
now,
I really was quick with that.
That was quick, very lightning.
Very literal. This.
Yes, and so.
Let's do it again.
Trillion peso geriatric.
Oh, so we're just doing like dollar amount, euro
currency,
infant.
It's amount currency stage of life.
Let's do a different one. She's Ricky Lindholm was also in.
Yes.
IMDb.
Oh, another period. I'm going to. What's mine? Extra comma.
Let me give you one.
You just missed that. It was good.
Here's one. Okay. Go. Ricky Lindholm was also in the Lego Batman movie. Go.
The Playmobil Superman book.
Great.
Right?
Perfect.
Okay.
Here's mine.
Go.
Das.
Oh, God.
Lincoln Logs Superman Película.
I like that you said it. Why película? Why did you say it so strange?
Película.
Película.
Well, I'm not going to say película.
It sounded like you were from Czechoslovakia and then saying película in Spanish.
I speak a little bit of Spanish, but película is one of those words that just, I can't ever, película. It just doesn't feel right coming out of my mouth.
Película.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going. One more.
We're going to do another one of these?
Yeah, I got it. My turn.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
I'm giving it to you.
Great.
Okay. Ricky Lindholm was also in, you're cheating because you're looking at her IMDb as well. I see it.
I wasn't trying to cheat.
Take My Wife.
Steal Our Spouse.
It's good. I was going to say, give your poodle.
Poodle is similar to wife for you?
Well, you have a relationship with a poodle as you have a relationship with a wife. It's a different
relationship. What kind of relationship do you have with your poodle?
A very placental.
Placental?
A very simple. We are very.
A very placenta relationship.
Yes. I don't know.
We should probably stop footnotes.
Yes, it's done.
Okay.
And.
Play the song.
It's notes for your feet. All right, guys. That's so great. And Nick, thank you for this, Alex. Now it is time, of course, for some mail from Fanatic. And go.
Mail from a fanatic.
Oh! So for our fan question today, it comes from Lais, who says, Flula, what happened to Weltmeister? Which means, what happened to world champions? And this is, of course, about the German team who did lose very hard in the World Cup just, you know, not so long ago. So what happened? I will tell you. We were a bunch of lazy rooster gooses who thought, oh, we are just lazy rooster gooses. Everyone will give us victories. We are so nice. Here, feed us chocolate. Feed us chocolate. Yeah, incorrect. They feed you louses. Everybody from the world gathered to the table and said, here, you may lose. We're from South Korea. Please lose now. Hola, Mexico. Me llamo. Kick your butt. And so they did it. That's what happened.
Mail from a fanatic. Oh!
And that's it, guys. Thank you for listening, everyone. Please check out another period on Comedy Central, Ricky Lindholm's show. And please look up the music and magic of Garfunkel and Oates. They're very, very great. That's it, guys. Have a nice time. And I hope the current time for you is only half as good as...
Boom, 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 boom.
Time! Oh, yes, I got you so good. You thought the show was completed. I got you so hard, like that show Punk apostrophe D. And because you're still here, please, guys, send to me something on Twitter. Please tweet me something to make a strange musical soundscape about, like, I don't know, golf balls or singing dolphins. Tweet me at Flula with hashtag loop loop, and I shall select some of these and make a very nice loopy time. Okay, guys, that's it now. For realsies, please enjoy your day and evening and also afternoon, and see you on the next episode of
Boom Time! Boom Time! Boom!
Phew. Okay, seriously, guys, why are you still... Are you still there? We have to stop. We have to hit the stop button here. What are you wearing? Yeah? Oh, I'm wearing some socks and also some sandals and also...
Kein Anschluss unter dieser Nummer.
Hello?
Kein Anschluss unter dieser Nummer.
Really? That's rude.
Bump time!